I show my material to a leather expertise and I didn't say anything is an actual leather. And I just wanted to hear their comments. And they told me it's a well-tanning Italian leather. And I was like, okay, we are winning that war already.
Welcome to the podcast and happy 2023. It's your host, Wesley Dang, and welcome to IndieBio Killer of the Week, where we cover one of our companies who has won our internal competition called Killer of the Week, where they go head to head to see who has made the most progress in the past 7 days. And this week, we are going to cover Gozen Bioworks, a company that has actually won Killer of the Week 3 times this batch. And we're going to cover 2 of those reasons why they've won. Now, the background on Gozen here is it's founded by one of Turkey's most promising young fashion designers. She's been thinking about how to merge fashion and science together ever since she started college. And in the peak of her design career, she left to start this company that is now Gozen Bioworks, because she has found a way to replace leather using a bacterial nanocellulose, and the properties of this leather are unsurpassed by anything else out there in terms of strength, in terms of feel, in terms of thinness. And we're going to cover that today, because just 4 months into the IndieBio program, they have traction with so many companies, ranging from automotive to space to well-known luxury brands. But the real reasons why they won Killer of the Week have something to do with how much they've gotten their costs down and how much they've scaled up in the past 4 months. So I'm super excited to get in with this with you. Let's get into it. Ece, what does Gozen Bioworks do, and what is your vision for Gozen?
Hi, Vice. First of all, thank you for having me, and I'm so excited. So as Gozen Bioworks, we are inventing and developing next-gen leather to replace animal and synthetic leather.
Next-generation leather. What does that mean? I assume you mean leather that is made without an animal.
Yes, so we are inventing that leather without killing animals, and we are collaborating with our ancestor, which is beneficial bacteria. And actually, we are taking advantage of their natural alchemy-like ability to turn one substance into another and supercharging it with biology.
Interesting. So using bacteria to make leather, but when you say you're using bacteria, I'm assuming you don't actually mean the leather is made of bacteria, right?
So we are just using bacteria as our manufacturer, because that type of bacteria are producing nanocellulose. So we are controlling of matter at nanometer scale, enabled fabrication of nanomaterials that will revolutionize the industry that impact our society as well.
Hey, so we're going to take a break because I'm going to call her co-founder, Onur, and ask him to give a little bit of background on Ece so that you can really understand who it is that you're listening to right now as I'm talking to Ece Gozen.
Hello.
Hey, Onur, this is Wes.
Hi, Wes.
Sorry to call you. I know it's like 10 p.m. in Turkey right now. So I'm doing this podcast with Ece, and I wanted to get you as a co-founder, as a voice on this. And I'm just going to ask you a few questions.
Sure.
One, like, how did you meet Ece? And two, could you talk a little bit about Ece's success as a fashion designer?
Yeah, sure. So I met her 7 years ago when I was organizing a big music festival for one of the world's biggest telecommunication companies. And the concept of the festival was similar to Coachella. So we wanted to collaborate with artists, creative people, fashion designers to make the festival as creative as possible. And like, obviously, Eja was our first choice because she was actually seen one of the most promising young fashion designers in the country. Like, at a young age, she had a great success, like, not only in Turkey, but also in different European countries. So we decided to collaborate with her. And yeah, this is how I reached out to her and Matt. And it was obviously the right choice, since like she had amazing collaborations with many other global brands, and like even she was selected as brand ambassador by Nike and did collaborations with companies like Samsung.
Wow. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet. I think I got what I need. Thanks, man. I'll let you get
All
back
right.
to your family.
Cool.
All right. I'll see you back in San Francisco. Bye.
Yeah. See you next time. Bye.
People have been trying to make alternatives to leather using biology. So besides what your material is made of, how do you differentiate yourself among all the other next-gen leathers, or bio-leathers, as they're calling it now?
Actually, there are lots of factors that we already achieved as Gazomba Works, which is, you know, for the next-gen leather industry, there are two major problems, which is performance and growth rate. And, you know, of course, there are lots of type of next-gen leather derived from plant-based, fungi, bacteria as well. Also, they need one major type, agricultural waste or agricultural, you know, stuff like mushrooms or cactus or another plant. So actually, we don't need type of one agriculture or geographic way, because we have to also grow that. So we are just using beneficial bacteria, and we are feeding them with 100% renewable and sustainable ingredients. And our raw material is bacterial nanocellulose, which is ultra fine, pure, made of ribbon-shaped nanofibers entangled in three-dimensional network. And then we are growing that structure in just 7 days. And we already also developed next-gen tanning process, because for the animal leather industry, they are really toxic process when it comes to tanning. So we already developed tanning process. So our next-gen tanning process also required just 3 days. So our total production time is just 10 days, which create a huge impact, because we developed and invented material is scalability in mind. So it's really one of our huge advantage that we have just 10 days for the whole production.
Wow. And how does 10 days compare to your competitors?
Actually, this is the 2 times shorter than our closest competitor. For the mushrooms, they need 6 weeks, because, you know, they have to grow mushrooms and they have to collaborate with mushroom farmers as well. You know, we are just using our creative director, which is bacteria, and we are manipulating their habitat. And as a result, we are creating pure crystallinity and ultra fine nanofibers made from bacteria.
I want to dig in a little bit deeper here. So just to summarize, so far you said that the way that you differentiate is, one, the performance. I think you said that your tensile strength is way higher than all of your competitors, even when it's at its thinnest, which is, I think, is how thin is it?
It's actually our thinnest material is 0.18 millimeter.
And what's like what's the next nearest leather that you can get? What's a typical animal leather?
Actually, with that thickness, we can easily replace lambskin quality, but we can also replace lots of animal type as well, because we can engineer that material very easily. So since our customer demanding us lots of type of thickness, we can also provide that. But our thinnest material is the highest tensile strength, which is really, really different and important, because we are already disrupting that thing as well, because there's a positive correlation between tensile strength and growth rate, but we are changing that dynamic as well.
But I feel like there is also another kind of performance that people actually care about when they're thinking about replacing animal leather with a next generation leather. And it's more than just the thinness. It's more than just the strength, and that's how it feels. So, you know, Ece, in the most objective way possible you can be about your own invention, and maybe it's better if you can like cite some experts in the actual leather industry, if they have any testimonials. How does your leather feel?
You know, like 2 weeks ago, I had a meeting and I showed my material to a leather expertise, and I didn't say anything. It's an actual leather, and I just wanted to hear their comments. And they told me it's a well-tanning Italian leather. And I was like, okay, we are winning that war already. So it's really great because they didn't separate, which is, you know, it's a real animal leather or plastic base. So you can say it's not includes any plastic. Of course, we are saying we are not using any plastic, but aesthetic is one of our biggest importance here that we already achieved. And but beyond that, actually, because we can already engineer that materials, you know, making that material as a thinnest and softest was the big challenge for us. And we already achieved that, but we can already, you know, replace other animal type as well.
So Ece, I think our listeners are really wondering right now, what is it that you do differently that you're able to achieve this kind of strength and softness and thinness that others can't? Like, what's happening at the structural level here?
I mean, of course, people can grow bacterial cellulose or mycelium, but there are lots of many factors that can really affect structure of cellulosic microfibrils. So what we find is we find the right optimized culture medium, temperature, pH, and oxygen level, and additives, because our additives are changing our nanofibril structure. Normally, bacterial nanocellulose fibrils are binding as a linear, but our additives affecting our nanofibers as an amorphous structure. So nanofibrils can't really separate each other and they become a really, really strong tensile strength. That's why. So since we, you know, achieve that process, also we are protecting that technology with our patent application as well.
Interesting. I don't think I quite understand, and I assume that our listeners maybe also don't understand. So let me ask if I can dig in a little bit more. So are you saying that typically the nanofibrils are growing, you said, linearly with each other? They're growing in a very ordered way. And the way that they're growing when you're adding your additive is that they're getting tangled up together.
Definitely. That's correct.
Interesting. So I think maybe like the best way for us to really think about this is kind of like a box of wires then, right? Like if you have a box of wires and they're very ordered, and you try to take them apart, then it's very easy to, because, you know, they're not getting tangled. But if you have some sort of, I don't know, let's say your additive is a child that gets in there, this box of wires, and starts tangling things up together, then it's going to be impossible to take apart. That's kind of the same thing?
Yeah, that's a great example. And I will use that. And also another, we have to protect that nanofiber, because, you know, bacterial nanocellulose after harvesting, it has at least 90% water, right? So we have to also protect that nanofibers. That's why we also developed our tanning process, because we are using just natural oil, wax, and sustainable ingredients, and we are protecting that nanofibers. So it was really a challenge to, you know, turn that bacterial nanocellulose as a wet to final product as a leather sheet. So our tanning process and our additives are main to magic.
There. So is the tanning process not the same as tanning for horse or cow leather?
No, actually, they have like 20 steps. And, you know, there are lots of toxic chemicals and they are, you know, spending lots of time. And we are not using any toxic chemicals or plastic ingredients. We are just using natural ingredients. And our tanning process is just 3 days. And our tanning process is just 5 steps. So compare it with animal leather, and this is really huge differentiates.
I think this brings me to the point of this podcast, which is Killer of the Week. And you've actually won two Killer of the Weeks.
Yeah.
One, I think, was October 28th, and the other was December 16th. So the one that you won for October 28th was because of this performance increase, and then also a cost reduction. Yes. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. You know, we are still developing our material and we are still working on the cost reduction and performance. And of course, our potential customers are demanding from us lots of tests. And the test was about abrasion because we didn't receive any damage thanks to our upgraded version of Xylazan. And we already, you know, made some improvement based on our additives. So that additive is really affecting the cost reduction. So that's why we won Killer of the Week at that time.
So performance increase in the fact that the abrasion resistance was very good, which is very impressive for something that is soft, as you say it is. And then the cost reduction by 50%, which is huge. But then that leads me to the second reason why you won Killer of the Week. That was for December 16th, which is basically earlier this month. And that was because of a scale-up milestone. Can you say a little bit more about that?
We built and complete our pilot production, and we were working on our size discovery, volume discovery as well. And our annual production capacity was 25,000 square feet. And for the additional capex and space, we were aiming to jump another 55,000 square feet. But we just changed our material size and it was 3.7 square feet. But right now we improve it as 5.5 square feet. So it's almost 2x. And 50%, you know, higher as material size. So without any additional footprint or capex, we can, you know, improve our production capacity already, which is really important for us and for our customers as well, of course.
Wow. So you're saying you went from 28,000 square feet to 55,000 square feet with no additional footprint increase?
Yes, definitely.
Wow, that's incredible.
And with the same cost.
And with the same cost. So there's no additional cost.
No.
And you're just getting more product out of it.
Yes, definitely.
And every week you come with a new business deal. And I wonder if you could say a little bit more about who is interested in incorporating next-gen leathers into their pipeline of products.
Mm-hmm. Of course, our main targets are fashion industry and automobile industry. So we have lots of contacts and amazing relationship with fashion brands and automobile suppliers and manufacturers as well. So we are already, you know, have some meaningful potential collaboration with one of the biggest American apparel brand and some French luxury fashion brands as well. And we're also working with one of the biggest automobile brands based in Korea and Germany as well. Also, we are working with one of the biggest airline in the world. So yeah, it's really going really well.
In case our listeners didn't catch that, that's, I think, close to 7 or 8 different big corporation, multinational corporations who want to be working with Gozen on this. And I think a few of them are actually signed deals, right? They're actually buying product from you right now. They're not just in a negotiation phase.
Yeah, sure. We already sold our production capacity thanks to our great ally from these kind of brands as well. Because they got really excited when our, you know, when our some our materials, and they just really started to work with us since our material is really sustainable and renewable and matches with the requirement tests, technical specs as well. So we are really excited to working with that global luxury brands.
Okay, I have actually one last question for real this time.
Okay.
Which is, we didn't have time to talk about how you discovered this process, but I'm sure anyone who wants to ask you can definitely do that. But I wonder if you could just tell the listeners, you know, who are some major inspirations for you, or where did you get these inspirations from, whether it's in design or in biology or the science or the aesthetic nature of biology?
Do you want to really get my answer? Because my answer is the real alchemist, such as Paracelsus, because, you know, everything started with the alchemy and it affected the chemistry and science, and they wanted to understand the magic of nature. And I also started to understand what is the magic of nature, like how we can really work with nature. And my main idols were alchemists, because they are all already scientists, but they're also creative persons and they can understand the magic of nature. So what we are doing is we are actually unlocking the power of nature and turn it to gorgeous material by working with it.
That's all we have for today. If you want to learn more about Gozen Bioworks, go to indiebio.co and search Gozen. That's G-O-Z-E-N Bioworks. And the person that you've been listening to for the past 20 minutes is Eche. And you might be wondering how that's spelled. It's E-C-E. So it's E-C-E space Gozen if you want to look her up. And that's it. So if you're listening to this, demo days around the corner on January 19th. I really highly suggest you tune in live for that. It's going to be awesome. These companies are going to be debuting for the first time to the world, and it's going to be about an hour of 3-minute videos, and it's going to be a fun time. So join us for that, and we'll see you next time on Killer of the Week.